you for joining Truth and Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or visit us on the web at truthandlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth and Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth and Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now, where the message is already in progress.
God's response, he said, "But I will be with you." Man, I'm going to start my church in Mandarin. When I read this verse in Mandarin, they're gonna shout on this. Because I tell you, the church people don't know how to get happy. They're going to be right there on the corner of one of the streets in Mandarin. Hood and Old St. Augustine. Can I tell you? Let me try it again. Because church folk don't know when to get happy. Verse 2, Moses said, "God, I can't do it. I can't do it, God." God's response was, "But I'll be with you." Oh, I guess that's a long drive. I'm glad I don't got to go over there. 30 minutes away. I tell you, one way. Let me tell you. He says, but I will be with you. Yeah. Moses, you're trying to do something. He says, but I'll. He said, Moses, when you get there, he said, just look over your shoulder, honey. He said, I'll be there. Moses said, he said, Moses, I'll be with you. He said, look what he says. He said, and it shall be a sign for you. This is going to bless you. And this shall be a sign for you, that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. What? This is going to bless you. Look what God is telling Moses. Moses is saying, I don't want to go. God is saying, when you go, I'm going to give you a sign. See, we want God to give us a sign before we go. God says, when you respond to me in obedience, then I'll show you that I'm with you. It's when you do what I told you. That's why we only have 21% of consistent tithers, because you want God to open up the floodgates. You want God to give you a 70-inch TV. You want God to give you red bottoms. You want God to give you Brazilian number 9 and 8. You want God, come on here, to have you your lips, tips, and fingertips done. You want to get your cut. And now they put this stuff. It feel like we at the beauty salon too. All this hair stuff they put in our head too. All this mane and all this old. They creating tape-ups and stuff. And come on here, you pay $35 for a sprayed-on beard. I told my Bob, I hope you watching Perfect Touch. He put all this stuff on my goatee. I went and got my haircut, came here, and they were like, wow, Pastor, good God, that thing grew overnight. I said, man, if you don't get this stuff off me, he'll spray the whole goatee on my face. Can I tell you that when you got $35 for a spray on, you got $45, $65, $75 for a sew-in. Come on here, somebody, some shoes and some nails and some clothes. But here you're waiting on God to bless you, but yet God is waiting on you to obey. God is waiting on you to obey. When you obey, God said, I'll show you that I'm with you. You got to obey. You want something to happen first. You want him to do something first. And God is saying, respond to me in obedience, and then I'll show you that I'm with you. Moses, it's so funny, because in the earlier part of his life, he had too much confidence. The latter part of his life, here in the text, he had no confidence. Can I tell you, it's a bad place to be in, to think too highly of yourself and to think too lowly. So what's the happy medium? The happy medium is not confidence in myself or low confidence. The happy medium is God-fidence. God-confident. God-fidence. My God. Look. My confidence should be in him, not in myself, not in anyone else, but I would have confidence in him to let me know that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think. Look at Moses' complaint. Moses' complaint to God was, I'm inadequate. Moses' complaint to God was, I can't do this. But look at the second thing. Look at the second thing. In order for me, for God to use me, I must be delivered from a lack of intimacy. Lack of intimacy. You see that picture? That's a Bible that has a whole lot of dust on it. I mean, it should be encased in some glass. In some of our homes, I believe it is encased in glass with a little red thing that says, break in case of emergency. That's the only time we break in case of an emergency. I mean, I must be delivered from a lack of, what do you mean this? Because Moses responded, look at verse 13. Verse 13 says, then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Moses has insufficient information. He has insignificant and insufficient information because he's not intimate with God. It's real difficult to speak for God when you don't speak to God. It's very difficult to work for him, do the work of the Lord, and you don't know the Lord of the work. When I'm not intimate, when I don't know him, that's why I got to get in my word. That's why I have to get in my worship. That's why I have to do what I need to do that I can know him. That's what Paul said, that I may know him in the fellowship of his suffering and the power of his resurrection. I need to know him. I understand Moses grew up in a culture. They had so many gods for every different thing. But here God, when God appeared to Moses, he said, I'm the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They had heard of that God. They knew of their God. But because of their bondage and because of their pain and because of their affliction, they've forgotten about God. Moses said, who are you? Oh my God, can I tell you why a lot of us are still in bondage? Because we don't know God intimately. We don't know him the way that we should. We're not praying like we should. We're not studying like we should. We're not in fellowship like we should. When Thursday come, we stay home. We chilling and chill like a villain. Maxing, relaxing, styling and profiling. Noonday be looking like Grandma's teeth. 7 p.m. be looking like Grandma's teeth. Oh my God, can I tell you? But no, when I need to know him, I try to make my way to the house of God that he can show himself to me, because I need him to tell me something. Need to tell me. Look at verse 14. Look what God said. I need you, Jeree. We're going to blaze in a minute. It's going to be me and you, girl. Me and you. Look at verse 14. It says, God said to Moses, look what God's response is. You want to know who to tell him? Tell him, I am who I am. Wake up. I am who I am. That's what Moses said. God, Moses said, who do I tell? He said, tell him I am. And many of us, we're like, that's not really an answer. I am. Who is that? I am who I am. You know what God is saying? Whatever you need me to be, I'm that. I am what I am, but if you need peace, I'm that. If you need joy, I'm that. If you need confidence, I'm that. Whatever you need, I'm that. That's what he's telling Moses. He said, tell him, I am that I am. Not I am who I will be. Not I am because I'm gonna becoming something or I used to be something. No, God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, tell him, I am that I am. Is anybody in the house knowing, understand that God have done something for you, that God has revealed himself to you in such a way that you know who he is? I don't need my grandma to tell me no more. I don't need my husband and my wife to tell me no more. I know him for myself. In fact, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about it. He says, I am who I am. Can I tell you, God told Moses, go tell him I am who I am. Let me hurry. Look what the book said. This gonna bless you. You're gonna want to write this verse down. I couldn't just leave this verse. I just couldn't leave it because it's so good to me. Look at Exodus 3:21. It may not be on the screen, but look in your Bible. Exodus 3:21 says, and I will give this people. This is God telling Moses what to do. This is God telling Moses to go. This is God telling Moses to continue to flow, to continue to do what it is I'm calling you to do. And God said to him, I will give this people what? Favor. My God, that ought to be a buzzword in your life. Favor. I don't know how it happened, but favor, not fair. I can't explain it. I don't know enough. I don't have enough, but favor. God just picked me and God just set me aside. Favor. Look what the text said. This is gonna bless you. He said God is gonna give them favor with the Egyptians. And when you go, oh my God, when you go, when you leave Egypt, when you leave your bondage, when you leave 2018, God said you shall not go empty. My God. Oh, I'm looking for somebody that understands that when you come out
of this season. You're not coming out empty-handed. Oh, no, no, I've been through too much hurt. I'm not coming out empty-handed. I'm crying too much. I'm not coming out empty-handed. I've been through too much. No, 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 I'm coming out full. I'm going to be like those four lepers. The Bible said, why sit here and die? They said, what in the world are we going to do? Because here, if we go, they may kill us. If we stay here, we're going to die. The Bible said they got up and they went into the camp and they had so much spoil. They had so much food that the Bible said they couldn't carry it all. Oh, I speak that over your life, that whenever it is you get ready to cross over, I prophesy that you're going to carry much out with you. Oh, you're going to leave this season with much more than you came in. Oh, you're going to leave this season with more joy. You're going to leave this season with more peace. You're going to leave this season with much, much more. Come on, give God some praise up in here. I said, I'm coming out. I'm coming out with my hands. Not with my hands up, but I'm coming out full. Oh, I'm looking for somebody that your last relationship, it bankrupted you. But when you get ready to come out, you're coming out full. You're not coming out empty. That last job, they worked your finger to the bone. But when you come out of that job, God said, you're not going to leave empty, but I'm going to bless you. Come on, put your hands together and give them some praise. Feel my helper. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Thank you. Sit down, sit down. Thank you. No, sit down, sit down. I got some more to give you. No, I gotta sit down. I got some more. I'm gonna go there in a second. I just feel it. I just feel it. Because Moses gave some more excuses, and I gotta give you the rest of Moses' excuses because we got some more excuses too. So Moses said, I can't do it. We're coming in a minute. Moses said, we can't. I can't do it. I can't go deliver your people. In order for us to do it, we must be delivered from the spirit of intimidation. Yes, Lord. Yes, but Moses is intimidated. Look what he says in chapter 4, verse 1. Then Moses answered, but behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Isn't it amazing how you can think for people? Moses is telling God, what they gonna say. Isn't it amazing how you can disqualify yourself before you ever show up? Amen. They not gonna like me. They not gonna hire me. They not gonna give it to me. They ain't gonna. I know I need to say this to them, but they ain't gonna receive it. They ain't gonna. Cause you can't think for people. You can't be processing your mind. Have a whole conversation in your head. What's gonna happen? That's why people, when they finally see you, that's why they so mad and so living. They cussing you out because they had a whole argument in their head with you without you there. Come on, somebody. Anybody ever bumped into somebody like that? They been mad. They so mad, and they, you like, what are you? Can you let me in on the conversation? I said, what? Nah, I just know what you gonna say. I know you're going to tell a lie. I know you're going to act like you don't know what I'm talking about. How you going to know? Oh, excuse me, omniscient one. You know what I'm thinking and know what's going on. Moses is intimidated. He's intimidated. Put my picture up. He's intimidated. Moses is intimidated, I believe, not just because of what they're going to say. Moses is intimidated because he knows himself. So many times, this is how we look in the spirit. Because we don't want to come out and do what God has called us to do. And the devil backs us in the corner. I know good and well you ain't finna preach to nobody all that liquor. You undrunk. Oh, you inviting somebody to church? The last one you invited to church, y'all had a little touch and agree. And now you want to pass out of car. Look at you. That's what the devil comes and brings condemnation. The devil come, no, God convicts me. Oh no, but the devil brings condemnation and he tries to intimidate me and get me not to do what it is that God has called me to do. But I'm looking for a group of people that's not intimidated by your past. You're not intimidated by people. You're not intimidated about what they say. You're not intimidated about the nose. You're not intimidated about the people that brush you off and push you off. Oh no, but I'm going to do what God had called me to do. God told Moses, I need you to go because I have something for you. God said, I'm going to strengthen you. Oh, you got to read it when you get a chance. Read verse 2, Exodus chapter 4, verses 2 through 9. God tells Moses all the things that he's going to do, all the things that are going to happen in his life. And God says, I'm going to do it through you. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it through you. God and Moses is having this divine dialogue. God rebuttals
everything Moses says, but Moses still isn't finished. In order for me to be able to deliver folk, in order for me to do what God has called me to do, I got to be delivered from an incomplete recollection. Oh, how soon do we forget? Oh, how soon. You see, there's something. I got a sneaky suspicion that there's someone in here that's dealing with something right now that they don't know how they're going to get out of it. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you a secret. The way you're going to get out of this one is the way you got out of the last one. I'm going to Mandarin. I promise. Right next to Clark's Fish Camp. It's going to be right out there somewhere. I promise you. The way you're going to get out of this one is the way you got out of the last one. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You thought you had cancer before. You thought you was going to die before. You thought the last one. Come on here. You just drunk 6 cups of coffee, and your heart is jumping out your chest. You thought, I'm having a stroke. I'm going to be having a heart attack. Come on. No. When I tell you what, God ain't doing that to you. Oh, no. The same God that brought you through your sickness. The same God that brought you through your turmoil. The same God that brought you when you flatlined before. He brought you out of that one, and he'll bring you out of this one. Put your hands together. Give him some praise up in here. Moses said, I can't do it because I can't talk. Moses said, I don't know how to talk. I be splitting my verbs. Moses said, I say ain't instead of isn't. Moses said, I say straight instead of straight. Moses said, I say swimps instead of shrimp. Moses said, I say orange instead of orange. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. Moses said, I'm not articulate. But God said that I am the one. I made your mouth. I made you the way you are. And God desires to use you just how you are. Good afternoon, truth and love. I pray y'all have a good afternoon. But I got a birthday party to go to. But just before I go, I want to leave this with you, that God desires to use you just how you are. You need to remember how he used you in the last season. You need to remember how he healed your body. You need to remember how he brought you out. You need to remember how he brought you down. You went all the way down, but he pulled you back up again. I'm so glad that I can look at Moses. Moses had 5 excuses. He said, no, God. He said, what? Who am I? Moses said, who are you? Moses said, I don't have enough. Moses said that I can't say enough. And God, lastly but not least, Moses in the last excuse, Moses was operating in the spirit of insubordination. Moses had no more excuses. And can I tell you, when you hang around God, he'll take care of all of your excuses. When you hang around God and you give him your heart for real, when you give him your mind for real, you won't have no more excuses. Look what Moses said in verse 15, in verse number 13. He said, but God, OMG. He said, oh my Lord, please send somebody else. Come on here, I'm looking for somebody in here that you're saying, God, please use somebody else. God, please call somebody else. God, I don't want to do it. God, I don't want to go. God, I don't want to say it. God, I don't want to preach it. God, I don't want to teach it. God, I don't want to serve it. Can you use somebody else? But can I tell you, when God calls you, when God you who's you, when God calls you by your name, when you're not flowing, when you're not following, when you're not serving, when you're not giving, you're operating in the spirit of insubordination. What is insubordination? When your boss man tell you to do something and you say, that's not my job. When your boss man tell you to do something and say, why don't you ask Ray Ray? Why don't you ask Pookie to do it? And say, I'm not asking no one else, but no, I'm asking you to do it. Good God, I feel a priest coming on. I said, I heard Peter say, Jesus was telling Peter, he said, I need you to feed my sheep. He said, feed my lamb. He said, feed my sheep. He told Peter 3 things to do. He told Peter 3 things to do. He told Peter 3 things to do. Y'all ain't gonna help me reach in here, because some of y'all look like bro man.
from the fifth floor. He told Peter three things to do. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach it here. And Jesus told Peter what to do. And Peter said, what about John? John sitting there laying his head on your breast. Why don't you tell John to do something? He said, it's none of your business what I tell John to do. If I tell him to stand right here until I come back again, that's between me and John. He said, but go do what I told you to do. Goodbye, truth and love. I pray the Lord take a liking to you. I'll see y'all on Wednesday for our Thanksgiving service. But just before I go, the Lord, he told Moses in verse number 3. Look, not in verse 3. In verse number 14, he said, then the anger of the Lord was kindled. Now the Lord is hot. I've told you to go, and you give me 5 excuses. The Lord is upset. I told you to go, and you keep on giving me excuses. The Lord say, all right then, go ahead on and get your brother. Go get your brother Aaron. Go get your brother Watts. Go get your brother Lopez. Go get your uncle. Come on here, go get your brother Pete. Go get your brother Shug. Go get your brother Marcus. Go get your brother Robert. Go get your brother Edwards. Go get your brother Howie. He said, go get your brother and take your brother with you. Go get your brother Bernard. Oh, I'm glad Bernard on my team. He said, go get your brother Bernard when he come down the aisle. He said, go get your brother. He said, go get John and the East Side boy. He said, go get your boy again and do what I called you to do. Y'all not gonna help me preach what I feel like preaching in here. He said, go get Aaron and he'll help you. The deliverer needed deliverance. The deliverer needed to be delivered. Before he could go deliver somebody, he had to be delivered. But the Lord didn't let Moses go too far, because he said, Moses, don't you remember when I delivered you when you was a baby? Your mother has you, hid you 3 months, dropped you in the river, and you got pulled out. You were drawn from the water. That's what Moses' name means. It means drawn from the water. What you're trying to say, young Kobe? I'm trying to tell you that he pulled me out before. He gonna pull me out again. He delivered me before. He gonna deliver me again. He delivered me, and he's still delivering. I'm so glad that the Lord gonna bring me out. I'm looking for the deliverer. Superman, he's faster than a locomotive. He able to jump over a building in a single bounce. He's faster than a speeding bullet. But some kryptonite got the man of steel. Some kryptonite got him weary. Some kryptonite got him depressed. Some kryptonite got him where he can't come out. But up and away, you ought to look out. I'm on my way. I started from the bottom. Now I'm here, up and away. I'm getting ready to take off. I'm getting ready to fly out. I heard Isaiah say, have thou not known, have thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is he weary. But they, y'all don't want me to preach, but they, I heard my granddaddy say, but they that wait upon the Lord, he will renew your strength. He'll cause you to mount up with wings, up and away. He'll call me to fly above every storm, fly above every temptation, fly above all the ridicule, fly above all the persecution. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you ought to drop down and get your eagle on. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to soar. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to fly. I'm getting ready to board this plane. The Lord wants me to be delivered. And when I get delivered, I'm going to deliver somebody. Grab your neighbor. Grab him by the hand and say, neighbor, I'm coming out, and when I come out, I'm gonna take you with me. I'm gonna pull you with me. I'm gonna love you with me. I'm gonna shift you with me. Yeah.